This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Visits to national parks dipped slightly in 2025 after record crowds the year before. As parks prepare for a big 2026, the country's 250th birthday, advocates are pushing Congress to renew a key fund for overdue repairs. The Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen.
The Public Lands Legacy Restoration Fund has provided up to $2 billion a year since 2021 for deferred maintenance, but it expired last fall. Bipartisan lawmakers introduced a bill to restore it for 8 more years, but it hasn't moved forward. Chris Bell with People for Bikes in Boulder, Colorado, says it's critical for safe biking.
That depends on having the right investments in place to maintain trails, to fix bridges, to make sure that roads are navigable so that you can get to where you need to go.
Governors from Western states sent Congress a letter earlier this month asking for the fund's renewal. As of last year, there were an estimated $40 billion in deferred repairs on public lands. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
Denver has canceled its annual Cesar Chavez March. The move comes after the New York Times reported abuse allegations against the famed labor and civil rights leader. The investigation found Chavez groomed and sexually abused girls, some as young as 12, who worked in the Latino civil rights and labor movements in the 1970s. Denver also has a holiday and park named for Chavez, but their futures remain in question. Denverite.com has more on this story. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.